stand for the Almighty. Call the fellow Judy to come here. And stand for them. Now we're going to stand for the Almighty.
Amen. Amen.
Psalms 100, you know, bring tips of faith. Psalms 100. Amen. If you're still looking, say Sunday school. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that is in us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates of thanksgiving, and into his courts of praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth for all generations. Amen. I want to extract my sermon from the AMB clause of that fifth verse, where it says, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Preacher's going to talk about today, the Lord is good to the last drop. Amen. Come on, let somebody say, the Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
To the last drop.
The last drop.
About our Father, Lord, I thank you and praise you again for this wonderful privilege of preaching. I realize, God, that I'm not able to do this by myself. But if you strengthen me, I can do it all. Now, God, I ask that you will come down into the deep treasures of the word. Reveal unto me the mysteries of this great gospel, that I may convey it to your people with power, with clarity, and with understanding. God, as I always pray that with preaching and teaching of your word, that the body of Christ will be edified. Lord, that you will be glorified, and the devil will be horrified. In Jesus' name, this is my prayer. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord one more time. Amen. Now, I was sitting here and I was really enjoying you all this morning because many of you told me by way of participation that you came to have a good church.
Amen.
And I want to be a part of that element to help you get there on today. Look at your name and say, a little church on her.
A little church on her.
The Lord is good to the last drop.
Yes.
Years ago, there was a commercial out by Maxwell House Coffee.
Yes,
sir. And they indicated in that commercial that their coffee was good to the last drop. Drip, drop. Drip, drop. Drip, drop. Drip, drop. Drip, drop. To the very last drop. And if many of us in this room will take a retrospective look back down the memory of our lives, we too can attest to the fact that we've had some experiences, some little experiences that were good to the last drop. Now, I don't know about you, but I have not always been a preacher. Amen. I have not always walked. Amen. According to the will, the word, and the ways of God. Amen. I've been contrary. I've veered. Amen. To the left and around.
Amen.
The Lord brought me back. Amen. You too. I remember so well when I was hanging out in specific places called clubs. Amen. On the west side. The line room. Horizon West. I mean, some of y'all act like you're in the rooms. That's okay. You don't have to act like you're in the rooms. You can express yourself. This is the only place that you can go and express yourself without being penalized.
Amen.
On your job.
Thank you.
You feel like you want to get it in and get a shout, you got to stick up your little Baptist hat and attend to the washroom.
All right.
Then go ask and pray. Come here at the church, you can pray. And if it sets well with you all today, some of you all remember when you were going to those places, and somewhere around the 2 o'clock hour, and then DJ would come over the airway and say, this is the last. And somewhere I'm going to come. And you say, hold up, put two of them right here. Because this stuff here is good to the man. Come on, talk back to me. Oh, yes, by the way, I forgot to tell you on the onset that I am an amen preacher.
Yeah.
That simply means that if you say amen while I'm preaching, I'll be finished in about 4 or 5 minutes. However, y'all don't know how to get you going. I'm going to preach for 2 hours. I don't have anything else to do. The bad thing comes over and gets my heart much more. Amen. So here, we must understand that the Lord is good to the very last God. Today has been tailored to teach us and is leading us to learn a precious lesson about the importance and the imperativeness is set for us to give God praise. It is designed for us to give God praise. Amen. He opens up the book by saying, amen, all. If you read the text on the first verse, you'll see that he says all. Now, you don't have to be real smart to know what all is. You don't have to go to the schools of higher learning. You don't have to have a DEG to know what all is. Somebody catch that. It's really GED. I said DEG. I don't know what I'm talking about. I couldn't have asked you what you know. Let me see if I can get you that question. Amen. So here you must understand that he opens with all in the first verse, and he also closes with all in the fifth verse.
Yeah.
So all is all, and that's all it is. Amen.
Yeah.
You have to be real smart to know that. So he opens the book by simply saying, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let me help you here. Now, he did not say that you had to be a C sharp. He didn't say you had to be an A flat. He just simply said, make some noise. Amen. Now, before you came to Jesus, just as you were, really wounded and sick, you found him a resting place and he made you glad. Before you came to Jesus and you was just getting ready around 11 o'clock out in the night and you were getting ready to go where you was going, and as soon as your foot crossed the threshold of your meeting place, you lifted up your hand because your favorite song was on. And you said, hey! I said, I wish I had to when you cross the threshold of the sanctuary, you ought to lift up your hands and say, hey, I feel like Christian. Amen. So I still must understand that he says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Now, when I look at that word all, I'm reminded of my big mama and them, and my grandma and them, and my mama and them when we used to set the table. You know, I know that's Ebonics, but let me just tell you, it doesn't matter if it's Ebonics or not. If the thief or the robber came here and he said, I am going to shoot you, or I'm going to shoot you, it doesn't mean that you're not. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can shoot you. Amen. So understand that he says, all ye lands. Now that's inclusive of everybody. Amen. All. You know, when I used to get ready to eat, and Big Mama and them used to set the table, they used to cook the beans, the greens, the cornbread, the hog off, and the chicken. And then you should set them all right there on the table. And then you would put the tater pie, amen, and a piece of cobbler right there too. And they would look at me and say, now listen here, son, I'm going to tell you something. Before you can get to the dessert, you got to eat all of your food. Understand that the Lord is saying all ye lands. He wants everybody in here, amen, to give him some praise.
Yeah.
Amen. He says, serve the Lord with madness. That's what God Come on, y'all must be reading the wrong Bible. It says right there, serve the Lord with attitude. And not we ourselves. Just like that, I got a problem with people that think they made themselves. I know where I'm at. I'm very cognitive of where I'm at. I'm at Second Baptist Church in Wheaton, Illinois. And this is not the West Side of Chicago. This is Wheaton, Illinois. And I know the congregation of people that's in this room. Amen. I know that some of you all in this room got a piece of education. Amen. So it's a tiny piece of education. And I need to let you know that your tiny piece of education did not make you. Amen. He is God. Well, what do you mean he is God? Well, who is this God that you're talking about? Well, I'm glad you asked. You all are asking some good questions this morning. And I really want to help you to understand who this God is. Y'all want to hear who he is? Yeah. You know, we before a few years. And let me just tell you, he is God. He is the one that looks down from the height of the sanctuary. He hovers over this terrestrial ball called earth. He is God. He is the man that put a laugh in a hyena, a growl in a bear, a roar in a lion, sour in a lion, the sweet in a honey, the water in a witch, the wood in the water, the hot in the pepper, the hunk in the camel back, to put a songbird in a hummingbird. God, he's El Kumalai. That means the God of recompense. He's the antique Yao Ming, the ancient of days. That means that he is so old, but yet he is so young. He's never outdated because he never needs to be updated. He's the middle of the super, the majestic one, full of splendor and glory, the only wise potentate. That's who he is. He is the Mashiach. The God that was, is, and is to come. You still ain't got enough to want to know more about him. But I'm glad you're intrigued. Amen. He is the one that gave me dreams for aspiration, a mouth for communication, hands for occupation, feet for transportation, GPS for navigation, home for habitation, books for information, tongue for articulation, and a voice for consideration. So he says, listen, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Now you must understand that there's a difference. He said, into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. There is a difference between entering into the gate and into the court. You see, back in those days in Jerusalem, the gates were closed to people that did not qualify to be in there. Sort of like it was with our foreparents when we were just disqualified to drink from certain fountains. But when Jesus went to Calvary and he died, the Bible said the veil of the temple was ripped in the midst. It was broken in half. So the difference between the gates and the courts, there was a big wall between the gates and the courts. You might get in the gate, but you won't necessarily have access to the court. And we thank God that the temple was written in the midst and all that's been done away with. So here's the difference is. It's like this. Let me see if I can bring it home. Park it in your driveway. Set it in your lap. Maybe you understand. All right. Here we go. The gate is like coming to Second Baptist and coming out there into the lobby. That's the gate. But the courts is the sanctified place. It's the sanctuary. hear me. But when you enter into the course, that's why he said, when you come in here, you need to leave your attitude out. It doesn't matter how you feel when, before you cross the threshold of the courts into the sanctuary. Here it is. Some of you all, and I'm going to be real transparent. Can I be transparent?
Yes.
Some of you all were arguing before you got to church. Y'all riding in the car saying, what? You know what I'm saying? Church and we got to argue. And I said to myself, when I get to the church, when I get to the courts, that argument is over. That's all I'm trying to help somebody say. When you get to the sanctuary, you got to let go, take off the garments of heaviness and put on the garments of prayer. This is still the way that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice everywhere. Into his courts with praise. The reason why he says enter into his courts with praise, because listen, you must understand that there is something that ignites God and makes him move. Are you listening to me? There's a difference between the praise and the worship. And we praise him because of the things that he has done. But we worship him if he don't do nothing else just because of who he is. Can I get a witness? Into the courts and you begin to praise. It causes God to raise up, amen, from his high chair in heaven, lean over the balcony of the universe. He inclines his ear to what you are saying, and then he starts eavesdropping on your conversation. And when you start singing things like, give me you, everything else can wait. Give me you. When you start singing that, Lord, whatever you be, you see, don't do it out. And when you start doing stuff like that, you know, when you start saying, nobody breathe. God puts everybody else's program on the side. Start making his way down to second down. See what's going on down there. He starts reminiscing in his Teddy Pendergrass graph book. It's so good. Loving somebody. Somebody loves you. See what he starts talking about. When you start lifting your hands in the sanctuary and start blessing the Lord, he start getting fidgety and jittery and start talking, ooh, there goes somebody down there love me. And I start falling on the and I sit in the third. And I sit in the fourth. Oh, I'm going to hit you. Been fun, but Stevenson, I gotta run. So the Lord is good. He says it right there in the text. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. When you start blessing his name, in essence, what you're saying is, God, I don't want anything else from you but just to be in your presence. Because I found out that in your presence is the fullness of God. Joy unspeakable. I'm wondering here, is there anybody here need a little joy. I'm wondering, hey, is there anybody here? Don't mind giving God some praise. He said, right there in the fifth verse, he said, heaven, for the Lord is good. Now when you start looking at the word, you can't help but see God in the midst of good. When you see good, that is a double portion, a portion of God. Can I get a witness here? You know that God is concerned that we stop being bougie, stuck up, and decide. You ought to make up your mind that God has been too good to me. I don't have to sit around and just sit down on my God. Because when you start thinking about the goodness of Jesus, all He has done for me. I'm wondering here today, is there anybody here know that it was God? Say good night last night. And I'm so glad that he was the first one to tell me that good morning. Y'all don't have to sit there with your serious suburban attitude.
Thank you.
story is, there was a rich man. This rich man had a poodle dog. The poodle dog was very cute and well manicured. Come on, musicians, strike up that fire. The poodle dog was cute and well manicured. But one day, the rich man said, I won't be a mud dog. Somebody is going to appreciate all of this.
You said, didn't I feed you?